上的宝座。
We will be continuing of the throne in heaven.
还记得天上宝座里面有十样宝物吗？
Do you still remember the 10 treasures with the throne of heaven?
请把那个十样宝物列出来。
Please have that slide, please.
天上有的宝座有十样宝物。
By the throne of heaven, we have these 10 treasures.
第一个是彩虹。
Firstly, a rainbow.
而且彩虹围绕着整个宝座。
A rainbow that surrounds the whole throne.
那请问这个彩虹是什么意思？
Now may I ask, what does this rainbow mean?
为什么会围绕着整个宝座？
Why?
为什么？
Why would this rainbow surround the whole throne?
第二个有二十四个座位。
Secondly, that there are 24 thrones.
请问二十四个座位是指什么？
What does these 24 thrones mean?
记得吗？
Do you still remember?
第三个。
Thirdly,
有二十四位长老。
There are 24 elders.
那是不是说那些都是老老的人叫做长老？
Is it that all of them are already advanced in age that they are elders?
为什么要特别的记录有二十四个长老是什么意思？
What does it? Why does it have to be recorded that the 24 elders are here?
第四个各样宝物。
The fourth treasure.
宝座前宝座中发出闪电雷轰的声音。
Before the throne, there are sounds of lightning, voices, and thunder.
请注意，是从宝座中发出来的，宝座前发出来的。
Please take note that these sounds all come up from the throne.
我知道大家不喜欢听这样的声音的。
I do know that everybody does not like to listen to such sounds.
讲的是被许多人的批评跟攻击，包括俄麦教会。
So when preacher does talk about this, then preacher does get attacked.
但是你看看圣经说，闪宝座中有闪电，有声音，有雷轰，很可怕的。
But you can see from the Bible that from the throne came these sorts of sounds. This is rather frightening.
那些攻击讲道者这么严厉的声音，你不怕神，不怕得罪神吗？
Those voices that attack the speaker, are you not afraid of God?
你不怕？难道那些作恶的、那些不遵守道理的，不应当被责备、被神的声音来大声责骂吗
？Are you not afraid for those who do wrong that they are not rebuked by God's anger？
那些乱七八糟的、乱搞的，不应当被责备吗？要好好的安慰他吗
？Those who do things wrongly, shouldn't they be rebuked？
安慰了几十年的这种声音。
These have been consoled for many years.
有几个人在骂他们的，在讲道上
？There are only a few that do rebuke them.
越来越少，几乎越来越少。
However, those who rebuke are much less.
这是我们真教会的没落。
This is the downfall.
如果每个讲道的人带着权柄、带着力量、带着神的声音、闪电雷轰，你看我们教会会这么软弱吗？你看那些听到的人会睡觉吗？你自己想想看。
If every speaker in the church has this right, has this authority like these sorts of thunders, then would there still be people like this?
现在什么情况？讲到严厉一点、大声一点，被责备、被攻击的，现在是什么情况呀？
What state are we in right now that even if we raise our voice during our service, are you not afraid of God?
不怕神的道理审判
That you are not afraid of judgment.
我不喜欢，我不喜欢
That I do not like this.
你看神的声音是怎么样？是温柔的吗
？But look at God's voice. Is it gentle?
对恶人不是温柔的，请你注意。
Do you know that towards the evil,
教会里面有恶人知道吗
？But in the church there is no evil.
有乱七八糟的人知道吗
？But do you know that in the church there are
你没有看到那些传道被除名的吗？那些乱七八糟的被离开教会的，你没有看到的吗
？Don't you see that
那些是善良的人呢
？Don't you see that there are even preachers who are excommunicated? Are those kind for you?
难道神的道理不是在对着他们责备吗
？Isn't God's word rebuking these sorts of people?
这个就是为什么宝座前发声音从雷轰从宝座中发出来。
This is why, from the throne, would there be such thunder?
听道理要明白，要明白，不要再糊里糊涂。
When you listen, please do understand.
要批评的时候，心中要敬畏神。你在讲什么？在批评什么
？When you judge, firstly, you must think, what is God talking about from here?
那宝座中的第五个是什么
？The fifth treasure from the throne.
有七盏火灯
，the seven lamps of fire.
整个教会都是发着光的教会。
That the church is illuminated with light.
因为肮脏被清除了，被责备了，离开了，不敢逗留教会了，教会圣洁。
All filth will be cleansed away for the holy church to be pure.
魔鬼也走掉了。
That even the devil would leave.
因为不允许他们在教会里面假装躲藏在里面。
For those who will pretend are not allowed to pretend any longer.
每一次奉主的名都有雷轰神的声音不断的发出来。
That with the Lord God's name, that all these voices, these sounds are brought out to light.
所以魔鬼撒旦不敢逗留在这里。
That even the devil, that Satan would not even dare stay here.
这样才会有七盏灯的光发出来的啦。
That only with that would these seven lamps of fire.
今天我们要教会发光，要自己发光。
If we want the church to light up, we ourselves must do the same. 但是
去掩盖很多的污秽，那些不好的事。
And not to cover all these.
也不让传道来清洁教会。
And also those who do not allow
the church to clean the church. 我们教会要荣耀。
And yet they still say that we want the church to be clean.
我们在做一件很虚假的事，很虚伪的事情。
For we are doing something rather false here.
知道要发光。
We do know that we must light.
但却不允许传道讲出教会的问题。
But we do not allow the preachers to be speaking of the problems of the church.
讲出问题就是害教会，讲出问题就是不好。
When you bring the problems, then you are harming the church. That this is not good.
几十年都是这样，几十年那个问题都是这样。
For tens of years, the situation is still the same.
请问这样的教会能发光吗？
So may I ask, would such a church be able to light up?
你自己的信仰这样能发光，你自己。
For your own faith, is your own faith able to light up?
不讲大声一点都不会警醒。
If I do not speak louder, then you wouldn't wake up.
第五个宝贵是什么？
And what is the fifth treasure?
第六个宝贵是有玻璃海。
The sixth treasure, apologies, is this sea of glass.
请问玻璃海是什么意思？
What does this sea of glass mean?
解释得出来吗？
Can you explain?
你的信仰中有没有玻璃海的神迹呢？
In your faith, do you have this miracle of this glass?
教会有没有玻璃海的神迹呢？
In the church, do you have this miracle of this glass?
在 COVID-19 的时候，在这三四年当中，大家不是在害怕，还是大家很平安的，很平安的，到神的面前很平安的，到教会很平安的，有没有这种神迹？
During the 3 or 4 years during the pandemic, was everyone all frightening with fear, or was everyone calm when coming to church?
还是跟信徒说不要来啊，教会很危险的，很多人啊，很危险的，会中 病毒的，会死人的，是不是这样讲话呢？
Or were they telling other believers to say, "Don't come, you may get infected if you do come to church with so many people there"?
传道鼓励大家来教会，你知道我被攻击成什么吗？他是试探神，这个传道在试探神。我的天哪，我们的信仰变成这样。
When,
来教会有平安，信靠神，变成是试探神。
When the preacher encourages those to do come to church, there are others who attack the preacher, saying that the preacher is testing God here.
然后这些不用被责备的，不用被判断谁对谁错，不用的。
So for these who do criticize, do they not need to be rebuked?
做正确事的人被攻击。
Yet those who are saying right are the ones who are dealt with.
被对付。
Those who are saying with faith are dealt with.
什么东西啊？今天我们教会。
What is the state of our church today?
大家都在睡觉，变成这样啊！今天怎么会这样子？真耶稣教会。
That everyone has fallen asleep. What is the state of
the
church?
讲那些话的人就说教会没有玻璃海的，没有平安的。
That
这里是不平安的，请你不要来。
Those who do say that there is no glass sea within this church, there is no peace in this church, please do not come here.
当然，我这样讲的时候也不是极端。
Of course, when I do say this, it is not being extreme.
因为政府都允许来聚会的，只要按照那个程序、那个标准作业者就 OK 的，政府也同意的。
For the government had already allowed these sorts of services to happen with proper SOPs to follow.
发生的事，往回头看，每一样我们都亏欠神，我们都做的不对。
But looking back, all the things that have been done, we really have owed.
然后每天讲感谢主平安啊，感谢主啊，神祝福是吗？就是这样咯。
And every,
就是这样讲道理讲了几十年的咯。
And every day we still say, oh, we still have peace. Do thank God.
但是
it's been going on for
圣经告诉我们，启示录告诉我们，神的教会这个宝座里面有很多宝物的呀，它要行，它要显现出来的呀。
But in Revelation, it tells us that with this throne come so many of these treasures that may be fulfilled.
我们要把玻璃海显现出来的呀。
That we must fulfill this glass sea.
请问这叫做试探神吗？
Is this really testing God?
第六样，第七样。
The seventh treasure.
宝座周围，宝座中，宝座周围都有四活物。
Along with the throne, there are these four living creatures.
请问四活物是什么？
What are these four living creatures?
记得吗？
Do you remember?
四活是指谁？
Who are these four living creatures?
谁像四活物？
Who are like these four living creatures?
今天我们就到第八样宝物。
Today we will delve into the eighth treasure.
第八样宝物就是里面有144,000人。
Going into the 144,000 who are saved.
好，我们来看这个。启示录七章九节。
Let's turn to Revelation 7:9. Revelation 7:9.
等一下先，这是从我们从二节读到第三节，第二节读到第四节。
Let's first read verse 2 to verse 4.
一二三， 我又看见另有一位天使从日出之地上来，那做永生神的印，他就像那得着权柄能伤害地与海的四位天使，大声喊着说：地与海并树木，你们不可伤害，等我们应了我们神众仆人的恶。第四节，我听见以色列人各支派中受印的数目有144,000人。这里在宝座里面呢，有144,000人。
Here with the throne are there 144,000 that are saved.
但是哈，这里没有讲在宝座中啊。没有啊。
But here doesn't really mention that they are along with the throne. 有一位
从日出之地出来的天使，就是指真教会，东方出现的天使，真教会。
Another angel arising from the rising of the sun from the east, which means of this true church arising.
他拿着永生神的印，要为每一个信徒，教会里面的信徒来盖印，得圣礼。
With the seal of the living God to seal with all who do believe in this true church.
每一个那十四万四千人是怎么算怎么得来的呢？
Then how are these 144,000 accounted of?
原文是说十二个十二千，十二个十二千，就是十二个一万二千来乘十二了，那就等于十四万四千，是这样来的。
According to original text, it is about 12 multiplied by 12,000. No, 12,000 multiplied by 12,000.
你看那圣经啊，那第五节，犹大支派受印的有12,000，流便支派算一万，每个支派12,000来乘十二，每个支派12,000乘十二。
With 12,000 from each tribe and essentially multiplied by 12.
这是得救的人数。
This is a number that will be saved.
请看，那他们有什么特色呢？
And what kind of characteristics does it have?
这十四万四千人有什么特色？
Why is this 144,000 special?
他们都是像这个数目是象征信徒得救的信徒的数目。
This number represents those who are saved.
我们先看这个数目啊。
Let's first look into this number.
请注意，外邦人的数目，得救的数目是有一个数目的，数目满了就停了。
Please do understand, for the Gentiles, as long as this number is fulfilled, then this will stop.
这个是我们每个信徒要知道的事情。
This is something that all of us believers must know.
那意思说，你已经进来的，你不要出去，你出去那个位置就没有了，就是除掉了。
Which also means,
不再给你了。
Which also means that once you are here, please do not leave, because once if you do leave, then this seat will no longer be yours.
因为它的数目有限的，满了就满，满了就没有了。
For the numbers are limited. Once it is fulfilled, then there will be no more.
那还没有信主的要赶快信，因为满了就你要进来也没有了。
That means those who have not believed, then you have to quickly believe, because once it is filled, then it will be no more.
这不是传道讲的。
This isn't what the preacher said.
这是保罗得到圣灵启示说出来的真理，说出来的奥秘。
For this is what Paul says with the prophecy together with the Holy Spirit.
我们看这个罗马书十一章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 11.
25节。
Romans chapter 11, verse 25.
1, 2, 3. 弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘。什么奥秘呢？恐怕你们自以为聪明。就是以色列人有几分是硬心的，等到外邦人的数目填满了，26节，于是以色列全家都要得救。等到外邦人的数目满的时候，神就要去救以色列人了。
Until the fullness of the Gentiles have come, that only our Lord God will save Israel.
那外邦人数目满的时候，也就是真教会福音的门关了。
When this Gentile number has been fulfilled, which will also mean the doors of the true church will close.
那我们现在不知道这得救的数目还剩下多少，还有几个空位我们不知道。
We do not know how many more need to be filled, how many vacant spots we have left.
那是神的权柄，神的荣耀。
For that is our Lord God's authority and His glory.
你也不需要去知道。
And this you do not need to know.
但是你要知道一件事。
But you do need to know.
我不知道得救人数有多少，但是我知道我自己在得救的人数里面，这个我知道。
I do not know how many will be saved, but I do need to know that I will be one of them that will save.
这个才是你要知道的。
This is one that you should know.
你知不知道你已经是在得救的人数里面了？你知不知道这件事？
Whether or not you know, if you are part of those who are saved.
你知道的话，你确定的话，你就不要再离开，不要被一些打击，被一些批评，被一些钱财的诱惑就离开。
If you do know, if you are saved, then do not leave no matter what you have been given.
因为我们已经在这个数目里面了。
For we are already part of this number.
啊，主耶稣启示我们，真教会的宝座里有得救的信徒，真教会里面有得救的信徒。
For our Lord God has already prophesied that within the true church there will be the believers who are saved.
啊，所以我们要接受道理的清洗，道理的责备，道理的警告，道理的劝勉，都要接受。
So we have to accept the cleansing, the teaching of the truth.
因为要得救呀。
For we are to be saved.
好。那这个144,000人呢，他们有什么特质，有什么见证呢？
So what are the characteristics? What is so? What are the testimonies behind this?
你说你是得救的数目。
For you say that you are the number which is saved.
请问有144,000人的见证吗？
But would there be 144,000 testimonies?
有他们的六个行为，六个见证吗？
Do you have their attitudes? Do you have their testimonies?
不是说我得救了，我得救了，可是没有这些见证的。
That you say that I am saved, but you have nothing to show for.
好，我们来看这144,000人的六个特质，六个见证到底是什么。
Let's see what these 144,000 have in these six specialties.
我们大家谦卑的对照一下，纯敬畏神的心对照一下。
With humility, let us also compare ourselves to this.
如果是没有的话。
Because if we don't have this,
那真的你要认真努力了。
Then we really have to add effort.
你真的要接受道理的责备，道理这样的警告，你要听这种道理了。你真的要谦卑听这种道理了，不要一直在听平安啊，感谢主啊神，不要再听那种道理了。因为你要得救。
That you really have to receive these words of rebuke and no longer these things of peace because you do need to be saved.
啊，请看启示录的十四章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 14.
十四章我们读一节到五节。
Let's read verse 1 to verse 5.
在读的时候请注意你自己算看他们有那六种行为，那六种见证。
At the same time, let's see what kind of attitude, what kind of testimonies do these people possess?
一、二、三。我又观看见羔羊站在锡安山，从他又有144,000人，都有他的名和他父的名写在额上。我听见从天上有声音，像众水的声音和大雷的声音，并且我所听见的好像弹琴的所弹的琴声。他们在宝座前，并在四活物和众长老前唱歌，凡复是新歌。除了从地上买来的那144,000人以外，没有人能学这歌。这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身。羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做出熟的果汁归于神和羔羊。他在他们口中插不出谎言来，他们是没有瑕疵的。阿们。这就是得救的信徒的144,000人的特质，以及他们的六个见证。
These are the special characteristics and also the testimony possessed by this 144,000 who are saved.
所以在这个宝座前有羔羊站在这个锡安，还有144,000人也跟羔羊站在一起。
That before this throne, the Lamb stood by Mount Zion, stood on Mount Zion together with this 144,000 with him.
那第一个特色，第一个见证。
Now the first characteristic, the first testimony.
在第一节。
In verse 1.
这里说，在他们的额头上有写作父的名，还有主耶稣的名。
That by their foreheads were written God's name and also our Lord Jesus' name.
那个他就是指羔羊耶稣。
For he would refer to the Lamb, our Lord Jesus.
在我们的额头上写作耶稣的名，写在额头上。
That our Lord Jesus' name is written on our foreheads.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是让人家一看，远远一看，你的额头上有耶稣这两个字的。人家一看，哦，你是信耶稣的。
That even people from afar be able to look at you and that forehead that they do know that you do believe in Jesus.
你不单只是信耶稣啊，你更重要的是你是属耶稣，你是耶稣的人。
Not only that you do believe in Lord Jesus, but that you do belong to Lord Jesus.
怎么知道你是属耶稣的人呢？
How do we know that you belong to him?
你的额头写住耶稣两个字，有耶稣的名在你额头上啊，很清楚啊。
That on your forehead, it is written the Lord Jesus' name right there.
意思说一看就知道的，很清楚的，不是模模糊糊的，也不是遮盖盖的。
That's once you see it, it is as clear as day.
所以今天你的朋友、你的同事跟你工作了几年，他知道你是信耶稣的吗？
So today, for your friends, for your colleagues that you've worked with for many years, do they know that you believe in Jesus?
他知道你是信主的，但是他知道你是真耶稣教会的吗？
They do know that you believe in Jesus, but do they know that you are part of the true Jesus Church?
知道你信主跟知道你是真耶稣教会是有差别的哦，是不一样的哦。
There is a difference between believing in Jesus and believing in the true Jesus Church.
啊，知道你是信主，但是知道他们知道你是真正属于主的人吗？你是属耶稣的，他们知道吗？
They know that you do believe in Jesus, but do they know that you belong to the Lord Jesus?
所以谈到一直强调，不单只是知道你信主，更重要的是知道你是属耶稣的，你真的是耶稣的人。
That's why preacher would emphasize that it's not just that you do believe in the Lord Jesus, but you also belong to him as well.
为什么他们这么清楚？
Why is this so clear?
因为他们看你跟世界的人不一样的。
Because they can see that you are different from those of the world.
你跟世界的人、世界的风俗、世界的文化都不一样的。你有自己的文化的，你有自己的生活的，你有自己的思想的，你有自己走的路的，跟他们不一样的。
That you are different from the people, the cultures, the trends of the world. That you have those of your own instead of with them.
你的路，你走的路是耶稣走的路。
The path that you tread is the path that Jesus tread.
你讲的话是耶稣讲的话。
The words that you speak are the words that Jesus spoke.
你的思想、你的想法是耶稣的想法，耶稣的想法。
The ways that you think is the same way that Lord Jesus did.
所以人家看到你讲话也好，你生活也好，你做事也好，跟他们不一样的，你不是世界的人来的，你不属他们的。
That you can see the way that you act, the way that you speak, the way that you do are all entirely different from those of the world.
这个就叫做让人家清清楚楚看到你不只信耶稣，你真的是属耶稣的人，你根本就是耶稣的人。
This will be shown to others that not just that you do believe in him, but that you belong to him.
所以今天在传道面前，你不要再跟我讲慕道者不喜欢这句话，知道吗？
So in front of
慕道者当然不喜欢嘛，他听这样的道理，他怎么会喜欢？因为被骂，他怎么会喜欢呢？
So in front
他又不是教会的人，他又不是要进天国，他又不是圣洁，他又不是，他什么都不是。
So in front of
什么叫做慕道者不喜欢？
In front of preacher, do not come and tell me that, oh, the true seekers do not like listening to such sermons. Of course, because they do not belong to us yet.
而且每一次聚会都是我们对家人讲道理，不是对外面的人讲道理，知道吗？
Also, you must understand that every single sermon that we do speak is for our family members.
如果他真的要追求道理，追求真理，他听了这个道理，他会喜欢，他应该会尊敬我们。哇，这些道理这么真实，这些道理这么圣洁，我要啊！这些道理重要啊，他应该要接受，不是说我不喜欢。
If they do want to pursue this truth, they will come to like this truth and also strive to continue and follow it further.
现在的问题，他不喜欢，难道你跟他一样不喜欢是吗？我觉得是咯。慕道者不喜欢，那我们信徒也不喜欢了，是不是你跟他们一样呢？
But now the question is, if the truth seekers don't like it, would you as the believer also follow them?
原来你跟他们是一样的。
So you are the same with them then.
你没有分别出来。
For you are not discerned.
你还是说我是属耶稣的，我是信耶稣的，我很热心的。
And yet you do say that I do believe and belong to him.
但是所表现出来的，让人家看不清楚，不很确定你是属主的，看不清楚。
But what is born before them is that they cannot really discern whether or not you do belong to Jesus or not.
请注意哈，我们信主的人，得救的信徒，额上有耶稣的名，这是很重要的哦。
Please do note that by our foreheads we have our Lord Jesus' name there. This is rather very important.
但是在圣经上也有讲到有两种人，额上也有名字的，是神所不要的，是神要审判的人，额上也有两种名字，也有名字。
But there are also two types of people by their foreheads that they have these names that our Lord Jesus does not find favor.
所以你不要以为只有那额上有名字哦。他们也有的，只是有谁的名字而已啊。
So、
你的名字没有你的额头没有耶稣的名字，那可能就会有别的名字在你的额头上了。
So don't you think that there, as long as there is a name on your forehead, that you are in the clear, as long as your name doesn't have the Lord Jesus' name on it, then that's where the problem will come.
在创世纪有一个人,
Can you think of it? There is one such person in Genesis.
神在他身上做一个记号,
For our Lord Jesus placed a mark on him.
我觉得我有把握认为是在额上，他额头上打一个记号。
I am pretty sure that this mark was placed on his forehead. That the Bible will later pay witness
这个人是谁,
to it. Do you know who this person
神在他身上打一个记号,
is? That God placed this mark on him.
就是说他是恶人来的, 他是杀人的,
that this person is evil. This person is a murderer.
请看创世纪第四章,
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 4.
十五节,
Genesis chapter 4, verse 15.
耶和华对他说, 凡杀该隐的必遭报七倍，耶和华就给该隐立了一个记号，免得人遇见他就杀他。这个恶人啊，杀人的人，杀兄弟的人啊，身上有一个记号啊，很清楚啊，一看到就知道他是杀人的，是神所恨恶的。
For it is very clear that this evil person with this mark was the one who did murder his brother.
那神的意思说他是杀人的，你不要学他，也去杀他，杀来杀去，你不要跟他一样，他是恶人来的。这个记号说明他是恶的。
What God is trying to prove is that with this mark, that this person is a murderer, you should not learn from him.
那我为什么会说在额头上呢?
So why do I say that this mark was placed on his forehead?
我们参考以西结书第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Ezekiel chapter 9.
以西结书的第九章。
Ezekiel chapter 9.
这里 凡作恶的人，他额头上都有记号，凡是作恶的都一样有。
From here, all that do evil will have this mark.
那么该隐就是作恶的呀。
For Cain was one who did do evil.
所以他额头上也应该有这个记号咯。
So by his forehead, he should also have this mark.
请看以西结书九章四到六节。
Ezekiel chapter 9, verses 4-6.
来, 4-6, 1-2-3。 耶和华对他说，你去走遍耶路撒冷全城，那些因城中所行可憎之事、叹息哀哭的人，画记号在他们的额上。神对这个天使说，你去把那些行恶事的人、可憎之事的人，你去在他们额头上画记号。
For our Lord God told his angels, for those who have done the speakable evils, to place this mark on their forehead.
虽然现在神来审判了，他们在叹息，在哀哭了，开始在害怕了。神说，不要怜悯他们。
Even when judgment is befalling them, that they are mourning and crying there. But our Lord God says, do not have mercy for them.
看到吗？第五节,
verse 5.
你们的眼不要顾惜，也不要可怜他们，这些都是恶人来的，有记号在他们额头上的。Your
eyes shall not spare, you shall show no pity for these evil people who have these marks by their foreheads.
原来恶人行恶，神也在他额头上画下记号，证明他是恶人，是神要审判的人。
For the evil to do evil, our Lord God will place this mark on their foreheads to show that they will be judged.
那我们额头也有记号，知道吗？
But we have to know our foreheads have marks as well.
但我们的记号是耶稣的名字，耶稣的名在额头上。
But we have our Lord Jesus' name on our foreheads.
那不是恶的，那是善良的，是圣洁的，是神喜悦的。
For it is not evil, it is pure, that it is favored by Lord.
另外一个额头上有记号的是谁呢? 另外一个,
who is the other one who has this mark on their forehead?
请看启示录13章,
Listen to Revelation chapter 13.
我们读16节,
verse 16.
这是另一种人, 又另外一种人呢?
This is another type of person.
来, 16节,
1, verse 16.
3, 他又叫众人，无论大小贫富，自主的、为奴的，都在右手上或在额上受一个印记。原来这个是这些受的数目啊，受的人，魔鬼撒旦的人啊，他们额头上也有印记，也有打印的。
So as we can see from here, those who are part of the beast, those who are part with Satan, they will also be given this mark.
他们比144,000人多一个印，就是连右手也有印的。
They have one mark more than the 444,000 that they have another mark by their hand.
啊，这是传道顺便讲给大家知道，额头上有没有主耶稣的名字。
This is what preacher has to bring out, that whether or not your forehead has our Lord Jesus' name on it. 如果没有主耶稣
的名字，很可能就有兽的印记在你的额头上，或者是作恶的记号在你身上，这两种。如果没有耶稣的名在身上，额头上，可能就这两种在你额上而糟糕了。
If it is not Jesus' name on your forehead, then it may be the mark of evil or the mark of the beast on your forehead.
第一个是叫做作恶的人。
For the first one would be those who do evil.
他额上一定有记号。
For on his forehead, there will be
a mark. 第二个是啊，魔鬼，已经属于魔鬼的人，撒旦的人，额头上也有兽的印记，那是撒旦的人。
The second one is those who do belong to the beast, those who belong to Satan, they will also have another mark.
那如果额头上没有耶稣的印记的，没有圣灵的印记的，那会怎么样呢？
So if on your forehead there is no mark of Jesus, there is no mark of the Holy Spirit, what would happen then?
我们看启示录第九章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 9.
第四节。
Verse 4.
如果额头上没有圣灵的印记，那会怎么样？
If on your forehead there is none of this Holy Spirit's mark, then what would happen?
1, 2, 3, 并且吩咐他们说，不可伤害地上的草和各样的青物，并一切树木，唯独要伤害额头上没有神印记的人。这里当第五位天使吹第五号灾的时候，有五号灾难的时候。
When the fifth angel blew the fifth trumpet to bring the fifth plague.
五号灾难就是有一个堕落的工人去开无底洞，要把魔鬼放出来。有工人要把魔鬼放出来。
The fifth calamity is when this fallen worker wanted to open this bottomless pit.
那么无底洞一开过后呢，并不是魔鬼马上跑出来，是有烟先出来。魔鬼要出来之前有烟出来，黑黑的烟出来。
As this bottomless pit is opened, the devil will not come out first, for first will have smoke exhumed, dark smoke from it.
怎么知道是黑烟呢？
How is it that we know it's dark
smoke? 因为这个烟一出来，第二节，自头天宫全部都被这个烟烟到黑暗去了，看不到了。
How do we prove this? We can see the sun and the air were darkened by the smoke.
就在这些烟中，有蝗虫从烟中出来啊，那个这个烟是从无底坑魔鬼那边出来的。这个烟是从无底坑出来的，请注意，就是从魔鬼那边来的。
That locusts will emerge from this smoke, from this bottomless pit that the devil will come from.
然后呢，烟里面夹着许多，跟着许多的蝗虫也飞出来。
That many sorts of scorpions will come with after.
他们要伤害这个草啊，自然界，但是神不允许，不允许他们伤害这些自然界。
For they want to harm nature, but our Lord God forbids it.
但是神却允许这些蝗虫伤害那些额头上没有神迹印记的人，糟糕了。
But our Lord God permits them to harm those who does not have this mark by their foreheads.
你额头上有主的名吗？你额头上有圣灵的印记吗？
So on your forehead, do you have our Lord Jesus' name there? Do you have the Holy Spirit's mark?
如果没有，主耶稣启示说蝗虫一定要伤害他，会伤害他。
If not, then our Lord Jesus has prophesied that these locusts, these bugs will harm them.
那伤害他的时候，叫他死不能死，叫他活又不能够活，很痛苦。
When they harm, they will bring full of pain to them that they wouldn't be able to live, they wouldn't be able to die.
看到吗？第五节。
In verse 5.
神怜悯哦，叫蝗虫不可以害死我们，保留我们的，保留那些没有神名字的那些信徒，保留他们，不让他们死，可是叫他们受苦，很痛苦。
For our Lord God gives them mercy, but still brings torment for them that still they will not die with.
为什么今天讲到这里？
Why will we come here then?
讲到144,000人的第一个见证，第一个特质，额上有耶稣的名。
That we will come here with the 144,000 with this first characteristic of this forehead of the mark of God.
然后传道提出，如果你额上没有耶稣的名，可能有两种记号在你的额头上。 可能有两种记号。
That the preacher also mentions that if you do not have this mark, you may have two other marks.
一种就是恶人的记号在你的额头上。
One is the mark of the evil who does evil on your forehead.
伤害传道人，攻击传道人，批评传道人，要传道人哦死亡，请问是不是做恶事？我问你是不是在做恶事？你以为是善良的事吗？
Those who attack, those who kill, those who harm the preachers, do you think that this is something good?
第二件事
Secondly,
你就额头上有送的印记
that on their foreheads they have this mark.
不用再解释了，那简直他整个人就属撒旦了，没得救了的。
This doesn't need any more explanation that these people will 100% belong to Satan.
好，所以我们做一个结论。
So let's take a conclusion here.
额上有主耶稣的名，有圣灵的印记，非常非常重要。
For on your forehead you have Jesus' name on it is very, very important.
不单只让人家知道你是信耶稣，更让人家知道你是属耶稣，你完全是耶稣的人。
It doesn't just show that you believe in our Lord Jesus, but that you also do belong to the Lord Jesus.
来，我们讲第二个见证。
Let's go to the second testimony.
回到这个。启示录十四章
Going back to Revelation 14,
第四节
14 verse 4.
这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，这是什么意思呢？
They have not defiled themselves with women. They are virgins. What does it mean?
他们原来这十四万四人都是圣洁的。
For this 144,000, they are pure.
未曾沾染妇女，就没有意思说没有跟妇女发生淫乱关系的，那就是还是童身，就是童女。很圣洁的，还是很完美的，很圣洁的。
That they have not defiled themselves with women, that they are virgins, showing that they are pure. They have not gone to immorality.
我们已经得救了。
So with that, we are saved.
我们有圣灵了。
We have the Holy Spirit.
我们也洗礼赦罪被洗干净了。
We have been baptized. Our sins have been cleansed.
我们也有真理，也有机会敬拜神。
We have the truth. We do come to worship God.
但是我问你，你有圣洁吗？
But may I ask, are you clean?
在信仰上有分别为圣吗？
Are you clean in your faith?
有从世界那边跟世界人分别出来吗？还是跟他们一样呢？讲他们的话呢？
Are you able to discern yourself from those of the world?
好像同性恋呢？
As an example, homosexuality.
同性恋是神很愤怒的事情。圣经旧约新约都有谈到这个是神非常愤怒的。
Homosexuality is a being that our Lord God is very.
但你看看我们今天我们的孩子在讲什么？我们真耶稣教的一些信徒在讲什么
？But let us look at what our children, some of our believers in our church, do talk about.
我不赞成他们呐、啊，但是我也不会反对他们呐、啊。
That I do not agree with them, but I will not be against them.
我不会审判他们，但是我会同情他们。
I will not judge them, but I will sympathize.
你知道你在讲什么吗
？Do you know what you are talking about?
很有爱心是吗
？This is full of love.
比传道更有爱心，比主耶稣更有爱心，比神更有爱心。你去爱他们嘛，你同情他们嘛，你不会去审判他们嘛，你跟他们讲话嘛，对不对？
That、
那就是你很有爱心呢、啊，爱他们呢、啊。
That you have more love than the preacher, than God, than Jesus. You show more love to them now, don't you?
可怕呀，你比神更有爱心，这时候太可怕了。连神的爱心都输给你啊，你说不可怕吗？
Don't、
那我们信你就好了，我们拜你就好了，因为你的爱比神更大嘛，对不对？你的爱比神更大的时候，我们当然信你了，我们跟从你了，好不好？我们跟从神是因为神的爱呀，神爱很大呀。你比神的爱更大，你可不可怕呀
？Don't you think that it is rather frightening for your love to be even larger than our Lord God's love? Then why don't we believe in you instead of our Lord God? Then, for we believe in our Lord God because of the love that He does possess.
我以为外教会的牧师都不敢讲同性恋的问题。因为他们怕得罪的。
I thought that pastors of other churches and other denominations would not touch on homosexuality. But
也不让我们讲同性恋的问题。真耶稣教会，你听好哦。
It didn't come to me that there are even some ministers in the church that are still sensitive in trying to avoid talking about homosexuality.
是污秽，是恶来的，得罪神的事来的。
But this by itself is a sin.
然后恨这种传道人，恨讲这种道理的传道人，对付他，讨厌他。
And then they will go against these preachers who do speak out against it.
我们的真理在哪里？对错在哪里？是非在哪里？圣洁无畏在哪里？没有分别啊。
Where is our truth? Where is our power in discerning? Where is our purity? There is no difference here then.
还有世界的人权，人权。
And also human rights.
还有世界讲的自由。
And this freedom that the world gives.
还有世界在强调的平等，大家都一样平等。
And this equality that the world that the world promotes.
人权、自由、平等，这一切全部都是抵挡真理、抵挡神的，完全超越神的真理的，对付真理的。
Freedom, equality, all these things are those going against the truth.
因为你的人权，今天讲的人权是大过神的，神都要让开的。一讲人权，神都要让开的。一讲自由，神也不能够讲什么的，这是你的自由，神也不能够讲什么。一讲平等，那神都要跟你平等的。神不是高高啊至高的神，是要跟你平等的，跟你一样的。什么鬼道理来的这种
That when we are talking about human rights, your rights will be higher than God's rights, that your freedom can place God aside, that your equality must have God with in the same level as you, then what kind of teaching is this?
真耶稣教会啊，在讲这一些，开始在讲这种道理啊。
That,
我的天哪
That even in the true Jesus Church, we are talking about things like this.
还一直在讲平安啊，感谢神啊，神祝福啊。
And we still talk about peace, talk to be with you, that we still thank Allah God for blessing us here.
哦，这是第二个见证，他们是圣洁的。
This is the second testimony, for they are pure.
在婚姻上圣洁。
In their marriages, they are pure.
在婚前圣洁，还没有结婚前的圣洁。
Before they are married, they are pure.
婚后也圣洁，没有婚外情，没有第三者。
After marriage, they are still pure. There will never, and there is never a third party.
还有很多有关圣洁的道理。
There are still many more teachings regarding purity.
有一个很热心的姐妹。
There was this very fervent sister.
两夫妻都很热心在教会。
Husband and wife were very fervent.
传道在那边注目，那边牧羊的时候也很热心接待传道人。
When preacher was there to pastor the church, they were also very welcoming of the preacher.
那时他已经40多岁了。
At that time, she was about 40, nearing 50.
她两个孩子都读大学了。
That her two children were already in university.
大概50岁了。
About 50 years.
注意哦，两个孩子都读大学了哦。
Understand that her children were already in uni.
结果我再去的时候，隔一年我再去的时候，这个太太哦，这个姐妹哦，离开她丈夫，离开家庭了。离开丈夫，离开家庭，离开孩子。
One year later, when I come to that church again, I heard that this wife had left her husband, her family, her children.
她离开丈夫，离开家庭，她去哪里啊
？Where did she go then?
原来她遇到她的旧情人啊，在工作的时候，学校毕业出来工作时候，那个旧情人啊，跟她搞起来啊。跟他一起走了，把丈夫丢掉，把孩子丢掉，把家庭丢掉，把教会丢掉，把信仰丢掉，把神教全部丢掉。那个前任的男友呢，是阿叔来的，独子大大的。
It comes to be
那就是安哥来的。
It comes to be that she had fallen for an old flame with a dad bod, where with this following with that flame again, that she threw away her family, she threw away the church.
这个是什么东西啊？让我们看什么意思啊
？So what does this mean then? What is this then?
真耶稣教会的信仰在哪里？几十年在教会侍奉热心
，What is this?
几十年丈夫这样疼爱她，那种爱在哪里？
Where is this faith from the true Jesus Church? Where is this love that the husband had given her for so many years?
如果你年轻年少轻狂，你说你很多感情泛滥、感情的问题，那我可以理解。是所以哦，孩子两个都读大学了，还爱什么东西呀、啊？那个是安哥了，就是他独子大大那种安哥来的哦。你以为是 handsome boy 啊？我的天哪、啊，我们真耶稣教会啊！
If you were to tell you that, if you were to tell me that you were still a youth having tumultuous relationship problems, then I'd understand. But this was someone. This you were falling in love with someone in a dad with a dad bod, especially after your children have left.
这么容易就丢掉就离开的吗
？Is it that easy for you to throw everything behind?
是不是平时都没有圣洁，思想没有圣洁，平时都在装模作样而已？我在怀疑是不是平时根本就没有圣洁，思想不圣洁，态度不圣洁。
Or is it that your thoughts were never pure to begin with? That your actions were never clean to begin with?
哦，亲爱的兄弟姐妹
，Love brothers and sisters，
这个十四万四千的第二个见证，第二个特色是非常圣洁，未曾沾染妇女，原是童身。
Another
没有性，没有这种性的这种肮脏污秽没有。
Another characteristic coming from this 144,000 is that they have not been defiled by women. They are virgins. They have never been defiled in any sexual sense.
我们明天安息日早上聚。